It's 5 minutes after the hour five. If you've just tuned in, it is Radio Veritas 576 AM, and it's that station that gives you the good news and the good music for a change. That was BB and Cece saying two different lifestyles. Doc, do we have two different lifestyles?
Yeah, we've got two different lifestyles, Father.
It's a pick-me-up Monday, ne?
Yeah, it is Monday.
Great stuff. What are we talking about this afternoon, Doc?
Well, let's talk about our love for life, eh? Mm-hmm. Our love for life, making sure that we are protected throughout, because life is about prevention. We must try and prevent as many diseases as we can, if we can. Of course, everything is in God's hands. But, I mean, if science has allowed us to come up with ways of to prevent infections, let us do it. So I'm talking about vaccinations.
Great. Let's start from understanding, what are vaccinations?
You know, vaccinations is exactly what you do, Father, when it hits March, April. It's that injection that you put on that on your deltoids when you get that injection and you're trying to prevent flu.
Yes.
Anything that we do in the hope of preventing a certain infection happening in our life is a vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them, obviously, it is because of having seen things happen in the past. I mean, there was a time when the world was half wiped out with polios and all the chicken poxes and measles in that time.
Mm-hmm.
So scientists came up with ways to say, okay, these are diseases that are there to stay. These are diseases that are existing in our bodies or even from the environment. The best way to do it so that we do not die from them is to prevent them. And ways to prevent them are to have a program where we do get either injections or drops or tablets or whatever way to prevent ourselves from getting that infection.
Okay, so there are different forms of vaccinations to different sort of illnesses.
Let me talk about the latest. Let us talk about just what you probably did 4 months ago when you, let's say you were going to Mozambique.
Yes.
Taking a malaria medication, it's
true.
Vaccination.
Yes.
You understand that? Anything that we do in life to prevent it from happening, that is what vaccination is. Of course, what most people know about is where Mabaya Clinic is, where we visit a clinic every 4 weeks from birth until the kids are very old. That's the most common way of vaccinating in our lives, and that is the very important one more than anything.
But in adults, it could even take the form of that flu jab. It could take the form of the prophylaxis for malaria and all those kind of things. Now, what are some of the things that we need to be aware of with vaccinations? Because I know of people who actually say, you know what, once I take the vaccination, it just makes me more sick.
Of course, and that is highly possible. You know what? Mm-hmm. Because what we do is we inject you with the same kind of a virus. Now, we're telling the body, we're saying, okay, the body, you are not sick because you are weak. You are sick because we are making you sick. So now, start learning this virus and know that this virus wears red pants and white shirt. So the next time it comes into the body, then you'll be able to fight it. It's like a drilling. We're drilling the immune system to know that the next time a certain infection enters our body, then it is able to fight it. So it is possible, highly possible. And that's the excuse people are using to say that when I get that injection, then I get sick. It's only a few percentage. The reason you are sick is because most of the other vaccines, they've got what we call a live virus. So we're actually putting you with a live virus. But right now, this body is not weak. It is strong. You're not sick yet. We're just introducing the virus into the body. And then the body says, ha, now I know what this virus looks like. So the next time it enters the body, we'll be very ready. So they'll have done a drilling session. They would have done all this other preventative, created walls around your cells, done everything to make sure the next time this virus comes in, it will know us.
Now, what are some of the things that we need to be aware of before we vaccinate our children or even vaccinate ourselves?
Well, what is very funny is, we all, especially, this is a very funny, I wish I was talking to a woman because my heart would understand. Our parents always the mama, and they've got all this funny granny way of talking about it. Before a vaccination, this child must take this, the baby must take panado, the baby must have Vicks, the baby must, there must not be any infection, there must not be all those, you know, it's all this old school things, but they really work. You know, one of the most important thing is you should not be taking your child to vaccination if they're having a fever. The fever already tells you there is an infection going on. There's nothing wrong with taking the child to the doctor, have a medication or whatever. 2 weeks, you can delay a vaccination by 2 weeks.
Okay.
You can delay it by up to a month. You understand? As long as you are taking the child in the time when the body is strong enough to be able to fight that live virus when it enters the body. So it's simple things like that. Secondly, it is very important that if the baby is well or the child is well, please follow the program exactly the way it is. If they say the baby must get the vaccination at birth, it drops an injection, please allow your nurses to do what they're supposed to do. If they say come in 4 weeks, allow them to do what they're supposed to do. So it's all those things that it's very important. For me, is you rather be prepared than really deal with conditions where the baby's still growing. They cannot fight a lot of diseases themselves. And now you've got an aunt who's coming into the house with a chicken pox and kisses the baby gets the chicken pox. How are they going to fight for themselves? So the most important thing is, especially when you keep on kissing these kids every day on the mouth, you know? So it's very important that we vaccinate our kids so that they're protected against a whole lot of diseases.
Mm-hmm.
Please do it because it's very important.
Moving away from children, Doc, with Winter saying almost hello to us, vaccinations for the flu influenza are going to be out soon. And any tips around that, especially for people that are old, people whose immune systems are a bit deficient, any advice to that?
Are we even talking about? You've got a very, very good point. Vaccinations are helping us, especially those who are our immune system are low. Every baby has a low immune system. That's mm-hmm. why you vaccinate.
Okay.
The elderly. Remember, there's two sides of life, right? Mm-hmm. When you're either entering life or leaving the world, you usually, you know, you become immune, your immune system goes down. So that's why with grandmothers, they wear, you know, your nappies, okay?
Yes.
It is because they become babies again. Immune system goes down. So the elderly, especially more than, excuse me, father, especially about the age of 65, they should be getting their jabs every single time. HIV positive people, without doubt, very, very important. Immune system is already low. Diabetics, immune system is already low. There are so many of us who really, even in normal ages, in between that, I mean, now we are still fresh and young and middle-aged, not in a crisis, we can still get that because we have HIVs in our bodies, we have diabetes in our bodies. Let us help the body to fight it for itself.
Okay, all right. So would you encourage people to go and get those vaccinations then?
Vaccinations are very important. I mean, people have come up with stories and this is a very, you know, this is, in our time, we were calling it the hippie style. This is a very very contested topic because people, when they think, you know, happen education, people start thinking and blaming vaccinations for there are websites which are created solely to discourage vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
Just because come on guys, everything in life has one percentage or a certain percentage where there'll be side effects. There are people who have side effects from getting vaccinations, but they are a drop in an ocean. It is not an excuse for you to keep your child away from vaccination just because a website tells you that if you vaccinate your child, they'll get this. Most of the time, we need to make people really, we need them to relax. It really doesn't happen all the time, and it is one in a million. And just trust in the science and God, these things will happen.
All right. Dr. Lona Maputuma, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts with us. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. Thank you very much, and have a blessed week.
It is a pleasure, Father. Have a lovely week yourself. Bye-bye.
That was Dr. Lona Maputuma, our resident GP, giving us some tips on vaccination and what vaccines are for. And please, we are being encouraged to vaccinate, with Winter almost saying hello. If you've just tuned in, it is Radio Veritas 576 AM. It's that station that gives you the good news and the good music for a change. Thank you very much for tuning in, and allow us to take you home. Please do not touch the dial, buckle up, and please respect other road users, and do not touch that dial.